Welcome to Agile Life. My name is Katarina Langold. In this podcast, we explore science-based methods to thrive, not just survive in life. Each week, we cover topics ranging from productivity and motivation to self-coaching and the neuroscience of happiness. In this episode, we will talk about setting the right goals. We often obsess over productivity tips and tricks and forget that going in the right direction is more important than running faster towards the wrong destination. We will cover issues with setting long-term goals, learning to say no, test driving your dreams, and most importantly, enjoying the ride. Let's get started. You might think, I need to be more productive. I need more tips and tricks and cool apps that will help me achieve more. Guess what? I have an alternative suggestion for you. Instead of achieving more, how about you achieve the right things? Instead of going faster towards your goals, how about you pick different goals, the right goals, instead of those many, many unnecessary goals? And you don't have to rush. You can just take your time. Picking the right goals, I think, is much more important than being efficient and productive at getting as much done as possible. I think that it's critical that you know where you want to go and how to pick those goals. And in this video, I want to explore that with you. So the first thing that I want to tell you is that I don't believe that there is a way to set long-term goals. Things change too quickly, you change quickly, external environment changes maybe even faster, maybe slower, but in any case, change is guaranteed. So the last thing you want to do is to pick a goal and stick to it for a prolonged period of time. I prefer setting goals for 3-week sprints. I talk about it in my other videos, you can look into that. I am a big believer in agile methods. I actually developed a system for personal agile. There's a link below with my planner that you can download. But the idea is that I don't think it's realistic to set goals for even a year. I prefer setting goals for 3 weeks, take a week off, 3 weeks, take a week off. You may go a little bit longer. I think the maximum you want to do is 9 weeks, but that's pretty much it. Because beyond that point, it's really hard to predict changes. It's really hard to predict how much time and resources you will have to move towards those goals. So goals should be not just dreams. Hey, I want to be this thing. I think goals are very practical. And so you want to be very practical, understanding how much time and resources you have. And what is really important here, I actually love a phrase. I often say that success comes from an honest look in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror and you see a person who is burned out, who has no emotional or physical resources to accomplish things, A, you certainly don't need long-term goals, and B, you don't need goals that are facing outside where you want to, you know, change the world, save the world. You want to put all the time and energy that you have into recovery, into getting out of this burnout. So often I check with myself. And instead of being the superhero who pretends to not need sleep, time with family, time with myself, I just push for things and it really makes no sense. So start with an honest look in the mirror and ask yourself, hey, do I have any signs of burnout? Do I get more irritated than usual? Do I experience problems with sleep? Actually, another interesting thing that is a good indicator of burnout is that we actually want to pick big goals because it gives us a little bit of dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter that helps our brain to feel motivated. So in anticipation of something big, we feel good for a short period of time, but then dopamine wears off and we are back to square one, or actually square minus one, because we also feel disappointed. We feel like we let ourselves down. So start with very basic things like sleep, exercise, time outside, time with people you love, time one-on-one with yourself, time with a therapist to work through your emotions. So sometimes the right goals are not ambitious goals, but very, very humble, simple goals that help you get back to yourself bring back the best version of you, the one that is actually capable of changing the world and doing good things and learning amazing things. But you first need to bring your energy back. So that's number one. Number two, even if you have energy, what often happens is that there are lots of opportunities out there. And we often impulsively grab everything that is out there, like say yes to all the opportunities. And as you progress in your career, there are more and more opportunities out there. Like when I was just starting, there were very few. But as I was building my career, I started my first technology company when I was 19 and I sold it when I was 23. I became a vice president of an aerospace company. Then I started investing in startups. I started writing books. And as I moved forward, more and more opportunities started to appear around me. And my instinct was like, just grab it. And it's not the right way to do it because, you know, when you go to a grocery store or, I don't know, a department store, and you see all these things on sale, you don't buy all of those things because, you know, like, hey, I have only so much money. I don't want to waste it on everything. I only want to take what I want, what is the right fit for me. I don't want to buy all the shoes of all sizes and colors. Actually, money is not as limited of a resource as time. Time is the most limited resource in the world. So if you buy into every opportunity that is out there and not being strategic with your time, you will waste it on things that do not matter. You may ask, okay, that sounds good in theory, but what should I do? How can I filter through the opportunities? And I have two questions that I usually use for that. The first one is quite obvious. So if I take on this opportunity, if I set this goal, how achieving this goal will change my life? So what will change in the way I feel, in the way my environment looks like, in what I know, what others feel about me, if I achieve this goal, right? So what will change inside, outside? This one is pretty obvious. But the second one is, how would I feel and how my life would change if I never, ever, 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 ever achieve this goal? What will happen? This is a very interesting question because many things we can do, it's maybe a nice thing to do. There are some positives, but if we never do that, you know, whatever. So those things that actually don't bring lasting value to your life, to the life of people around you, but your life first and foremost, right? We have to take care of ourselves before we take care of the world. So achieving those goals won't really change much. Not achieving them won't change much. So why waste the most precious resource on them? So this simple question, what will happen if I never, ever, ever achieve this goal, is a great filter for a lot of things that are actually not necessary. Number three, sometimes we have an idea of what we want to accomplish, but we don't know all the details. You know, sometimes when you start a journey, you don't really know what does it mean to complete the whole path. We only know the starting point. And you never know before you try. So how can you pick a goal? Let's say you want to change your career and you want to get a new degree and you want to pursue a whole new career track. So how do you know if that is the right goal for you? My background is actually business, and I've been building startups since I was 14. And my first technology company was at 19, but I was actually building companies and trying things from very early age. And I pretty early learned a thing called MVP. MVP means minimal viable product. It's a thing that you build instead of building the whole product that helps you test your assumptions. So when you're building software, for example, sometimes your MVP may be, you know, a Google form, which does somewhat similar things and kind of gets the result to the customer that is kind of similar. And by doing that, you try to figure out if it's valuable. And I realized that you can do similar things with your goals. You can pick MVP goals. So those that give you kind of a test drive of what that future looks like. Let me give you an example. Maybe you want to try a new career. Let's say you want to become a lawyer. What could be an MVP of that career? Well, maybe you have a friend who is a lawyer and you can sit down with him and ask him about all the details of what the job entails. So run an experiment. Think, what can you accomplish in the next 3 weeks that will give you like a test run of your big goal and will give you a better idea whether it's your goal and it's in the category of, well, so many things will change if I accomplish this versus, you know what, actually, I don't think that's my thing. You can talk to other people, you can interview others, you can shadow some people who are already doing what you plan to do. If, you know, we're talking about career change, there are lots of ways to get a sample of the future that you're looking for without actually committing all the way. And this is super valuable because it will save you so much time and so much disappointment, because often when we envision some big change, we have very little idea what it actually entails. So give your goal a test drive. And this test drive could be as little as 3 weeks. And the fourth thing, last but not least, is about how you treat yourself in the process. We are being often so bossy about our goals and our expectations of ourselves. I sometimes imagine a terrible boss who shows up, screams at everybody, says that they're all idiots, and kind of gives a vague idea of what he wants his team to accomplish, then like slams the door shut, and everybody's like sitting there gasping, like, okay, what are we supposed to do? And then you're trying to get it done. Then he shows up. He says, like, you guys screwed up. Everything is wrong. It's not perfect. I'm going to fire you all. And this is how we often act towards ourselves. We just sit there and make assumptions about what we want. And based on those vague assumptions and vague goals, then we judge ourselves very harshly. And it just happens over and over again. Our brain has a tendency of emphasizing negative things and really ignoring positive things. So we overthink and overdramatize everything that goes wrong, and things go wrong inevitably. And instead of being kind to ourselves, we're being this just like ridiculous bosses. And what I encourage you to do is to find some love and compassion for yourself. I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but look at your accomplishments every day. What is that thing in the past 24 hours that I did well? It could be as simple as a thought, a kind thought. It could be like a small step that you took, or it could be a realization that, oh, there's a sabotaging behavior here. So you're becoming more aware of it. Find the reasons to be proud of yourself, as a loving parent would be proud of little small incremental steps that his beloved child makes. And it changes everything. It changes everything. Take care of yourself. Don't be this obnoxious, demanding, unreasonable boss. Have patience, have compassion, have love, have support in moments when things don't go well. And then this whole journey towards your goals wouldn't be miserable. Because in the end of the day, goals are great and moving forward is great, but you want to enjoy your life. And if it's a constant battle where you feel humiliated by your own goals, I don't think that's the life that you want. So that's it for today. I hope you are more strategic and more kind towards yourself when it comes to setting goals. And I'll see you in the next video. If it was useful, feel free to subscribe. Please hit a like button. It will really change a lot of things so more people will explore this video. And after this, I will post some of my favorite videos on this channel so that you can explore those topics a little bit more, a little bit deeper. Have a wonderful day. See you soon. Thanks for joining me this week on Agile Life Podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so you won't miss a new show. Also, I have included a link to the PDF version of the Agile Planner that I mentioned in the podcast. It's right in the description. And before I say goodbye, I have a quick request for you. If you found value in this podcast, please rate it on iTunes, or if you really liked it, share a link with a friend. I put a lot of love into preparing each episode to make it concise and valuable, but only together we can help more people discover it. Thank you. Have a fantastic day today. See you next week.